சங்கரம் சங்கராச்சாரியம் கேசவம் பாதராயணம் சூத்திர பாஷ்ய கிருதௌ வந்தே பகவந்தௌ புனப்புன. ஓம். We have 5 meditations discussed in this Sikshavalli first chapter. And now we have covered already Samhitopasanam, Vyahrityupasanam, Antarhridaya Hiranyagarbhopasanam, 3 we have covered, where these 2 have to be combined, we also studied. Now we are going to see here Pantha Brahmopasanam. There are 4-5 meditations discussed, and the 4th meditation discussed here is Pantha Brahma Upasanam. Pantha Brahma Upasanam. So in this Pantha Brahma Upasanam, there are 5 objects, which means this Pantha Brahma Upasanam also is a group meditation, like Samhitopasanam, Vyahrityupasanam. This is also a group meditation. Panktam means number 5. Panktam means 5. Not number 5, a set of 5. A set of 5 is called Panktam. You have heard this expression panchakam already. Panchakam means a set of 5. A group of 5, a set of 5 is called panchakam. And another word for panchakam is panktam. That is used only in this Upanishad. So here, the individual being is adibhutam, which means anything pertaining to an individual is called adibhutam, adhyatmam, anything pertaining to an individual is called adhyatmam. Please make a note, by slip of a tongue I made a mistake. Anything pertaining to an individual is called adhyatmam. And anything pertaining to the total is called adibhutam. Adibhutam, adi adhyatmam. Anything pertaining to an individual is called adhyatmam. Anything pertaining to any given phenomenon or the corresponding total is called adibhutam. So here the individual also is divided into 3 5-membered groups. An individual is divided into 3 5-membered groups, which means each group consisting of 5 members, 5 factors. And the total also is divided into 3 5-membered groups. A group of 5 members or 5 factors or 5 aspects is called Panktam. A group of 5 members or 5 factors is called Panktam. So in this, so we have 3 5-membered groups of individual and 3 5-membered groups of the total. What are they? Let me tell you. Adhyatma Panktam means the individual being divided into three groups consisting of five members each. So first, Vayupanktam. Vayupanktam. I'm talking about the individual Adhyatma Panktam. Okay? Adhyatma Panktam, I'm dividing into three. See, individual is divided into three groups of three groups. Each group consists of five members, five factors. The first is, the first of the Adhyatma Panktam is Vayu Panktam. Now, first is Vayu Panktam. Second is Indriya Panktam. First is Vayu Panktam. The second is Indriya Panktam. The third is Dhatu Panktam. So individual is divided into these three Panktams. Three Pankta means three groups of five members each. What are they first? Vayu Panktam, Indriya Panktam, and Dhatu Panktam. Okay. Now, Adhibhutam means what? Adhibhuta Panktam means, Adhibhuta Panktam means the total is divided into three groups consisting of five members each. Each group consisting of five members. So what are they? Loka Panktam. This is division of the total. Loka Panktam, Devata Panktam, then Bhuta Panktam. I'll repeat, Loka Panktam, Devata Panktam, and Bhuta Panktam. Like this, the whole microcosmic being, macrocosmic being, okay, separately divided. So microcosmic being is divided into three groups of five members each. Macrocosmic being also is divided into three groups of five members each. And each group is called Panktam. And here, this, in this group meditation, the Adhibhukta Panktams, the macrocosmic Panktams, Panktams of macrocosm, macrocosmic being, will be invoked upon the microcosmic Panktams. The Panktams of my macrocosm, macrocosmic being, will be invoked upon the Panktams of microcosmic being. First, let us read the whole section, then we will see how it is presented. And who is invoked here also? Hiranyagarbha isi sagunam brahma ishvaraha. Please understand, sagunam brahma is another word for ishvaraha, the Lord. Ishvaraha is a masculine gender word. Sagunam brahma is a neutral gender word. which means the Lord endowed with attributes is Sagunam Brahma. Therefore, the Lord endowed with the attributes is none other than the Lord in the form of the universe. But here Hiranyagarbha is the Lord in the form of subtle manifestation, backing the gross manifestation. Both are Ishvara only. Okay. Therefore, this is also Pantha Brahma Upasanam. Here, it is called Pantha Brahma Upasanam because Hiranyagarbha alone is invoked here on the whole. Invoking these Adhibhuta Panktams upon Adhyatma Panktams is actually seeing everything as the whole. Again, Upasanam itself, we must remember, is for us to be able to appreciate the oneness. Oneness at every level. Oneness of the totality of the being. The inseparability, even though there seems to be divisions, there seems to be differences, actually, if you analyze, there is non-difference among the world of among the beings in the world at every level. Okay, we'll understand that later on. Let us read the mantra first.
Prithivyantariksham, 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 Dyaurdisho vantara dishaha, Dyaurdisho vantara dishaha, Dyaurdisho vantara dishaha, Agnir vayuradityaschandrama, Agnir vayuradityaschandrama, nakshatrani, apa oshadhayo, apa oshadhayo, vanaspataya akasha atma, apa oshadhayo vanaspataya akasha atma ityadhibhutam, ityadhibhutam.
I'll repeat again from the first two lines. The first two lines discuss the adhibhuta panktani. Adhibhuta Panktani, three groups of five members each of the total are discussed in the first two lines. So, iti adhibhutam, you see the last word, iti adhibhutam. Iti adhibhutam means what? These three, we'll see that first. Let us read from the beginning.
Prithivyantariksham dyaurdisho vantaradishaha.
That is the first group.
Agnirvayuradityaschandramanakshatrani.
Second group,
apavoshadhayo vanaspataya akasha atma.
That is the third group. Okay. So first group, the first group is called Lokapanktam. What is Lokapanktam? Consists of five factors. What are they? Prithivi. You break the first sentence. Prithivi, earth. அந்தரிக்ஷம் அந்தரிக்ஷம் பிருத்திவி ஈகாராந்த ஸ்திரீலிங்க சப்தா பிருத்திவி அந்தரிக்ஷம் இன்டர்மீடியரி ஸ்பேஸ் தென் தௌஹு 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 ஹெவன் தென் திஷஹ தௌஹு திஷஹ யூ ஹேவ் டு பிரேக் தௌஹு தென் திஷஹ திஷஹ ஃபோர் டைரக்ஷன்ஸ் ஆர் ஃபோர் மெயின் குவார்டர்ஸ் ஆர் ஃபோர் மெயின் டைரக்ஷன்ஸ் சவுத் ஈஸ்ட் வெஸ்ட் நார்த் இட்ஸ் கால்ட் திஷஹ ஃபோர் டைரக்ஷன்ஸ் ஆர் ஃபோர் குவார்டர்ஸ் தென் அவாந்தர திசாக அவாந்தர திசாக மீன்ஸ் ஃபோர் இன்டர்மீடியரி குவார்டர்ஸ் வாட் ஆர் தே சவுத் ஈஸ்ட் நார்த் ஈஸ்ட் சவுத் வெஸ்ட் நார்த் வெஸ்ட் அவாந்தர திசாக தேர் ஆர் ஃபைவ் ஃபேக்டர்ஸ் வாட் ஆர் தே பிருத்திவி அந்தரிக்ஷம் தௌஹு திசஹ அவாந்தர திசாக Totally, the earth, singular, intermediary space, antariksham, singular, dyauhu, heaven, singular, then dishaha, dish means direction, dishaha, directions, dish, disha, both words mean direction only, dish, dishaha, four main quarters, then avantara dishaha, four intermediary quarters. So these five, first to five, constitute the Lokapantham. Lokapantham. Okay. First group of five members associated with the world, Lokapantham. Okay. Next. Agnir Vayur Adityas Chandrama Nakshatrani. Agnir Vayur Adityas Chandrama Nakshatrani. Agnihi. Agnihi. Fire. வாயுஹு ஏர் ஆதித்யஹ த சன் சந்திரமாஹ த மூன் நக்ஷத்ராணி ஸ்டார்ஸ் ஐ ரிபீட் அக்னிஹி வாயுஹு ஆதித்யஹ சந்திரமாஹ நக்ஷத்ராணி சந்திரமா நக்ஷத்ராணி சந்திரமா யூ கேன் மேக் இட் அக்னிர் வாயுர் ஆதித்யஷ் சோ அக்னிஹி வாயுஹு ஆதித்யஹ சந்திரமா நக்ஷத்ராணி தீஸ் ஃபைவ் ஃபேக்டர்ஸ் கான்ஸ்டிடியூட் தேவதாபாங்க்தம் தேவதாபாங்க்தம் So, Devata Pantham, which means the second group of five members. Devata Pantham. Okay. Now, Aap Aapavoshadhyo Vanaspataya Akasha Atma Aapavoshadhyo Vanaspataya Akasha Atma So, Aapaha, Aapaha waters. Aapaha is a plural word. Aapaha waters. Oshadhayaha. Oshadhayaha herbs. Oshadihi herb. Oshadhayaha herbs. Ikaranta shabdaha. So apaha, apaha is plural of up. Up water, apaha waters. Oshadihi herb, oshadayaha herbs. Vanaspatihi tree, vanaspatayaha trees. Three words are plural words. Akashaha space. Then Atma. Atma here means Virat. Virat means the total gross universe is brought here. Virat. Atma means Virat. Okay. Why? Because the entire gross universe is manifest, modified forms of elements only. Elemental universe. Everything is elemental, but gross elements. Grossified elements. Therefore, Atma stands for Virat. Now, waters, herbs, trees, space, and the Virat. Even though these things are included in the Virat also, the word Atma stands for rest of the whatever is missed out in the four. They all of them come under the category of Atma, the Virat. These five factors constitute Bhutapanktam. 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 Okay. Now, totally we have three panktams here, and each panktam consists of five members. And these three panktams are three divisions of adhibhutam, the total. Therefore, iti adhibhutam, iti, see the last sentence, iti adhibhutam, ityadhibhutam, iti means thus or the three groups of five members or five factors. Thus are the three groups of five factors or members. Which form the universe? Which form the universe? That's why these three panktams constitute the macrocosmic being. Three panktams constitute the macrocosmic being. Athadhyatmam. Athadhyatmam. Prano vyano pana udana samanaha. Prano vyano pana udana samanaha. Chakshushrotram manovaktvak. Chakshushrotram manovaktvak. Charma magam sagum snavasti majja. Charma magam sagum snavasti majja. Okay, we have to, I stopped there. Atha adhyatmam. Atha is an indeclinable word which means then. Atha, then. Then means what? After having discussed the three divisions, three panktams pertaining to the macrocosmic being. Now we are discussing the three panktams pertaining to the individual adhyatmam. Atha then adhyatmam. Adhyatmam means what? Here or then begins the three groups of members pertain, three groups of factors, five factors pertaining to an individual being, microcosmic being. The individual body. First you say Vayu Panktam, the first group of five factors. It's called Vayu Panktam. What are they? Pranaha, Vyanaha, Apanaha, Udanaha, Samanaha. At least you are very familiar with these words. They are not new to you. Pranaha, Vyanaha, Apanaha, Udanaha, Samanaha. You must remember one vital air governing the five different functions, physiological functions in an individual human body. Here are presented as the first group of five members, five factors. It's called Vayu Panktam. Okay. Then next is Chakshuhu, seeing power. Chakshuhu Indriyam, Shrotram, hearing power. Only two powers of organs of action, knowledge as mentioned here. Two sense organs here, mainly two: seeing power, hearing power. Manaha, mind. Then Vak, organ of speech. Twak, power of touch. Or it says skin. Actually, skin comes later on, okay? Because twakka also means skin. Be very careful. Twakka here means indriyam, not the golakam, only indriyam. Twakka means the power of touch. The sense power of touch, sense of touch is twakka. So chakshuhu, shrotram, manaha, vak, twakka. So three powers of organs of knowledge, and one power of organ of speech and mind is mentioned, which stands for all the subtle aspects, really speaking. So chakshuhu, shrotram, manaha, vak, twak. They're all subtle powers only. So all these five constitute what? Indriya panktam. Indriya Panktam. Now, Charma Magam Sagum Snavasti Majja. Charma, the skin, physical skin. Mamsam. See, when you're chanting Mamsag, but when you're not chanting, you take it as Mamsam, flesh. Mamsam, flesh. Snava, muscle. Asthi, bone. If you put the first tha, means exists. Second tha, bone. Asthi, bone. Then majja, bone marrow. Majja, bone marrow. Now these five, so skin, flesh, muscle, bone and bone marrow, these five factors constitute the dhatu panktam. Now we have all the six divisions. Three divisions of individual, three divisions, three groups of the total, the universe. And each group consists of five factors known as Panktam. That is why we have Adhyatma Pankta Trayam. We have Adhyatma Pankta Trayam and Adhibhuta Pankta Trayam. Adhyatma Pankta Trayam, Adhibhuta Pankta Trayam. Okay. That's all. Now Upanishad is going to say,
Yetadadhividhaya Rishiravochat, Yetadadhividhaya Rishiravochat.
So Rishihi Avochat, Rishihi Avochat, Rishihi Avochat. Okay, avochat means said. Avochat is a past tense verb. Avochat. Okay, who said? Rishihi. Rishihi avochat. Avochat. Rishihi said. Literally, it means Rishihi said. Rishihi. The sage said. When did he say? Adhividhaya. Yetad adhividhaya. Yetad means this. Yetad is a singular word. Yetad literally means this. But this objective case. Idai. Yetad nominative case also is yetad. Objective case also is this, but here it means idai, not idu. Etad, this. Adividaya. Adividaya is indeclinable participle. What is it? Having revealed. So having revealed this means having revealed these two divisions. Having revealed these panktams. Having revealed these panktams. Five member groups of both pertaining to the world as well as the individual body. Having revealed them, the Rishi said. Okay, what did he say?
Panktam va idagum sarvam. Panktam va idagum sarvam.
He says idagum sarvam. Break it, idam sarvam. In Vedic usage, idagum is a Chandasa Prayogaha, Vedic usage. But for learning the meaning, you must take it as idagum sarvam. Means idam sarvam. For learning the meaning, you should take it as idam sarvam. Idam sarvam, idam, this, sarvam, everything. This all. This everything, this everything, this all. Means all this. Sarvam, all, idam, this. All this is only panktam. Panktam. All this is panktam. Mean what? All this is panktam means all these are va. Should I guess vai? Indeed. All these vai. Va, okay, vai. Indeed. All these are indeed. Panktam means fivefold. It means Brahman itself is known as Panktam. means all these are Pangtam, means Pangtam Brahma. Brahman in the form of fivefold objects of individual and the total. Okay.
Pangte naiva pangtag sprunotiti. Pangte naiva pangtag sprunotiti. Pangte naiva pangtag sprunotiti.
Pangtena eva. If you break it, pangtena eva, pangtena eva. Pangtena eva means pangtena, with the help of pangtams. So pangtanam sahayena. Pangtena eva means pangtanam sahayena. With the help of pangtams, or you can say with the pangtams. In fact, pangtena literally means with the pangtams. With the pangtams, eva only, alone. Eva means only, with the pangtams alone, with the pangtams, with the help of pangtams. Pangtam sprunoti, sprunoti. So first pangtam stands for adhyatma pangtam. With the help of adhyatma pangtams, with the help of adhyatma pangtams, second pangtam stands for adibhuta pangtam. To pangte naiva, which means with the help of adhyatma pangtams. Pangtam sprunoti iti, sprunoti iti. Sprunoti means here, you should take, sprunoti has different many meanings. Sprunoti literally means touches. But here you take it as what? Touching with the mind. Something is what? Meditating. Therefore sprunoti meditates. See, the verb is present tense verb, meditates. But we should take it as an imperative verb. Sprunoti is there, meditates. But we should take it as meditate. May one meditate. Or one should meditate. Okay. Meditate upon what? Pangtam, pangtam, the pang, total pangtam. So may one meditate upon the total pangtam with the help of individual pangtam. May one meditate upon the total pangtams. May one meditate upon adibhuta pangtams with the help of adhyatma pangtams. May one meditate upon adibhuta pangtams with the help of adhyatma pangtams. Pangtena eva pangtam sprunoti. Pangtangalai kundu pangtangalai oruvar dhyanikka vendum. பாங்கங்களின் உதவியினால் பாங்கங்களை ஒருவர் தியானிக்க வேண்டும். That is the meaning. பாங்கே நைவ பாங்கம் ஸ்ப்ருணோதி இதி. இதி means thus. Thus said. Thus said the sage. One should meditate upon adibhuta பாங்கம்ஸ் with the help of adhyatma pangtams. ஓகே, நவ் யூ காட் தி லிட்ரல் மீனிங் ஆஃப் தி மந்த்ரா.
பிருத்யந்தரிக்ஷம் த்யௌர்திஷோ வாந்தர திஷாஃ அக்னிர்வாயுராதித்யச்சந்திரமா நக்ஷத்ராணி ஆபவோஷதயோ வனஸ்பதய ஆகாஷ ஆத்மா இத்யதிபூதம் அதாத்யாத்மம் ப்ராணோ வ்யானோ பான உதான சமானஹ சக்ஷுஶ்ரோத்ரம் மனோ வாக்த்வக் சர்ம மாகும் சகும் ஸ்நாவாஸ்தி மஜ்ஜா ஏதததி விதாய ரிஷிரவோசத் பாங்க்தம் வா இதகும் சர்வம் பாங்க்தே நைவ பாங்க்தக்கு ஸ்ப்ருணோதீதி.
ஓகே, If anybody wants to practice, you can go to the website, the YouTube. These people have put, I have repeated many times because I was very slow in teaching these mantras here. So I repeated many, many times. Who want to practice the chanting, you can listen to the recordings of this place where I'm doing now. Okay. You can see the English translation of the Swamiji's, these mantras, beautifully given. You can see them. Okay, now page number 208. Yad yetad vyahrityatmakam brahma, vyahrityatmakam brahma upasyam uktam, vyahrityatmakam brahma upasyam uktam. தஸ்யைவ இதானீம், தஸ்யைவேதானீம், if you break it, தஸ்ய ஏவ இதானீம், தஸ்ய ஏவ இதானீம், பிருத்திவ்யாதி பாங்க ஸ்வரூபேண உபாசனம் உச்சியதே, பிருத்திவ்யாதி பாங்க ஸ்வரூபேண உபாசனம் உச்சியதே. ஓகே, இதானீம் உபாசனம் உச்சியதே. So here the meditation is mentioned, meditation is presented, meditation is said. உச்சியதே, உபாசனம் சொல்லப்படுகிறது. உபாசனம் உச்சியத்தே மீன்ஸ் உபாசனம் இஸ் மென்ஷன்ட், உபாசனம் இஸ் பிரஸ்கிரைப்ட், உபாசனம் இஸ் ஸ்டேட்டட். ஓகே, மெடிடேஷன் அப்பான் விச் மெடிடேஷன், விச் மெடிடேஷன் ஹியர், தஸ்ய தஸ்ய பிரம்மணா உபாசனம் உச்சியத்தே, மெடிடேஷன் ஆஃப் தட் பிரம்மன், meditation of that sagunam brahman is stated here, brahmanah of that sagunam brahma. Idanim now, so tasya eva means the same brahman, meditation of that same brahman is now prescribed. Okay, in the form of prithivyadi pangta swarupena, swarupena in the form of panktams, in the form of individual panktams. So meditate now, meditation of that sagunam brahma is prescribed here in the form, meditation of hiranyagarbha in the form of five panktams, panktams pertaining to the individual body. How do you know? In terms of prithivi, etc. and the swarup as a swarupam of the as not in the form of swarupam of the panktams such as prithivi etc. Tasyaiva idanim prithivyadi pankta swarupena upasanam uchyate. Now, meditation upon the Hiranyagarbha Sagunam Brahma is mentioned. Which Hiranyagarbha Sagunam Brahma mentioned? Brahma Upasyam Uktam. Brahma Upasyam Uktam. Upasya means to be meditated upon. Upasya Devata. Sagunam Brahma, which has been mentioned as Upasyam before. Sagunam Brahma, which has been mentioned as the Upasyam before. In the form of what? Vyahrityatmakam. As the Vyahrity Brahma. The same Hiranyagarbha who was prescribed, mentioned in the previous Upasanam, previous meditation, previous Vyahruti Upasanam, the same Hiranyagarbha who was meditated upon in the form of Vyahrutis, the same Hiranyagarbha who was previously meditated upon in the form of Vyahrutis, now is here prescribed. Meditation upon the same Hiranyagarbha is prescribed in the form of these panktams such as prithivi, etc. Now Hiranyagarbha is going to be seen in the form of these three groups of panktams. We saw that what are they? Loka panktam, devata panktam, bhuta panktam. Therefore, that Adishabda. So now also Hiranyagarbha is going to be invoked in the form of prithivi, etc. Here, Hiranyagarbha is going to be invoked in the form of prithivi, etc. Which Hiranyagarbha? Same Hiranyagarbha who was invoked before in the form of, meditated upon in the form of Vyahruti is same Hiranyagarbha. So what does the first line say? Hiranyagarbha is the same object of meditation. Upasyam means object of meditation. Okay. Upasyam means object of meditation. Upasyam, upasya devata. Same meaning. Must know that. Upasya devata. Upasyam means the object of meditation. Therefore, yadu yetadu. That yadu yetna simply added. This now. Vyahrityatmakam Brahma Upasyam Uktam. The Brahman, Sagunam Brahma, which was mentioned before as the object of meditation, meditated in the form of Vyahrutis. Tasya Yeva, of that same Hiranyagarbha Sagunam Brahma, now meditation is prescribed, meditation is mentioned, meditation in the form of prithivi, etc. Okay. This Hiranyagarbha in the form of prithivi, etc. should be invoked upon the other individual panktams. That is not mentioned. We'll see that. Okay. Is it clear? Clear or not? You must say something. If you are not seeing me, how do I know?
Yes, Swami.
If you are listening to me or reading a book, I don't know. Book you can always read afterwards. Already I am seeing you from very far off place online. So I need to know that I can stop, I can go ahead with the next line. So Pancha Sankhya Yogat. Pancha Sankhya Yogat. Pancha Sankhya Yogat. Pankti Chandaha Sampattihi. ததஹ பாங்க்த்வம் சர்வஸ்ய, பாங்க்தத்வம் சர்வஸ்ய. சோ ஹியர் வெரி இன்ட்ரெஸ்டிங், சங்கராச்சாரியா வாண்ட்ஸ் டு சே வை the word பாங்க்தம் இஸ் யூஸ்ட் ஹியர். பிரம்மன் இஸ் கால்ட் பாங்க்தம் பிரம்மா. வை பாங்க்தம் பிரம்மா? பிகாஸ் இன் ஃபார் வேதிக் ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ் the number 5 is very auspicious number. Any number is auspicious only. Because there's one particular chandas in the Veda. Like many meters, we have, like how Gayatri is a meter, Panktihi is one of the meters. Panktihi is also one of the meters. And that meter consists of 5 lines. Okay, mantra in the meter consists of 5 lines, and each line will have 5 words, and the 5 words will have 5, each word will have 5 syllables. So everything will be 5 there. So the verse, the mantra of 5 lines consisting of 5 words each, and 5 words each consisting of 5 syllables, that everything will be 5. Mantra of 5 lines of 5 words of 5 syllables is called Panktihi. That's how Vedic students know that Pankti very well. Pankti means they will remember very well. So Pankti Chandaha means Panktihi is a Chandas, it's a meter. Panktihi is Chandas, name of the meter. So sampattihi, sampattihi means wealth. Sampattihi means wealth. Now, these fivefold factors used as an alambanam, symbol for meditation, and fivefold objects of meditation, all of them are sampattihi. Well, because everything is Hiranyagarbha. Tataha. Tataha literally means thereafter. But here tataha means therefore. Tataha should be taken as ataha. Tataha literally means thereafter. Pirahu. But now, instead of saying thereafter, it means now, therefore. Therefore, Panktatvam Sarvasya. Sarvasya Panktatvam. Sarvasya means of everything. Sarvam, everything. Sarvasya, of everything. Everything, of everything means what everything has. Sarvasya means everything, of everything. Of everything means everything has Panktatvam. Everything enjoys the status of being the member of fivefold group. Everything in this universe has the status of being the member of fivefold group. What does it mean? Everything here is Panktam Brahma. Everything here is Panktam Brahma Ishvaraha. We say everything is Panktam, means everything is Bhagavan. That's the meaning. So okay, now we have to understand. Actually, ultimately, we are seeing Bhagavan as the whole. And to see Bhagavan as the whole, how do you see? We divide the total into 3 groups of 5 members each, and those should be invoked upon the 3 groups of 5 members each of the individual. That is why here, that Hiranyagarbha is to be meditated upon here in the form of these 3 groups of 5 members each meditated upon. But they invoked upon what? Invoked upon 3 groups of 5 members pertaining to the individual. That must be very clear. Okay. So, Panchasankhya Yogat means because they are all associated with the number 5. Everything here is associated with the number 5. And that is specifically Upanishad uses because of the name of the meter in the Veda Shastra. Okay. Now, next page number 209. The two reasons are given why here Brahman is given the name, everything here is known as Pangtam. Why Pangta Brahma Upasanam? That is the reason is given. One meaning was the name of the meter is Pangtihi. Okay, next. Yajnaha is also called Pangtaha. Yajnaha, Veda Shastram, the Karma Kanda of the Veda, which is voluminously very big. Okay, the big part of the Veda is a Karmakandaha. Karmakandaha prescribes rituals, and the ritual, any performance of any ritual definitely involves 5 factors. Therefore, ritual is also called Pantaha. Any yajnaha, yagaha, any ritual, fire ritual is also known as Pantaha. Why fire ritual is known as Pangtaha? Because fire ritual also involves 5 important factors. And we see here in page number 209, I'm going to read it. Pangtascha yajnaha. Pangtascha yajnaha. Pangtaha cha yajnaha. Okay. Yajna consists of 5 factors. What are those 5 factors? Actually, first understand Yajamanaha. Yajamanaha means performer of the ritual. The person for whom the sankalpa is done. Okay, Yajamanaha, performer of the ritual. Then, all fire rituals must be performed by a householder only, grihastha only. Therefore, the next fact is the wife should not do the ritual. Woman should not touch the fire, but she must sit next to him. Okay? Everywhere people, all women go and do pujas. Women should not go near, they should only sit next to the husband. They should not do anything. They should go, kitchen is their job. Yajna is man's job. Okay. It's all Vedic tradition. The women also going and putting into the fire. It's all wrong. Doesn't allow. It's all kasamusa. Anyway. So women can go near fire in the kitchen. In the kitchen, man doesn't go. In the ritual, woman doesn't come. But man can help kitchen. The kitchen, woman should help him in the, whether man helps in the kitchen or not, woman should be around the man, only then puja will be complete. That's why Patni is wife of the Yajamana, second factor. In fact, the very word Patni itself is specifically given to the wife. Bharya also means wife. Why Patni? Patni is Patyuhu Naha Yajna Sanyoge. Patyuhu naha yajna sanyoge is a Panini Sutra, which means the wife is the one who is supposed to join him in the pujas specifically, and one who also gets married to him in the front of fire ritual, in front of Agni Devata. Okay. So Patni, second factor. Okay, then Putraha. Putra is also part of Yajna. But in the place of Putraha, we can also say actually Agnihi. Putraha, we also say Agnihi, fire. putraha, the son who is also part of yajna, he can be the otherwise agnihi. Okay. Now fourth aspect, mantraha. Mantraha is called daiva vittam. Mantraha is not our creation. Daiva vittam. Mantraha daiva vittam. Then fifth factor is dakshina. Dakshina is what? Dakshina, honorarium given to the priest in the form of anything. It can be cattle, it can be money, it can be rice, it can be any grains, anything, dakshina. It can be land, piece of land also. Bhudanam, godanam, vastradanam. We make clothes. We give so many things to priests. Called dakshina is called manusha vittam. See, mantra is daiva vittam. Make a note. Mantra is daiva vittam. It means divine wealth, which is Bhagavan's gift for us to chant. Money is also Bhagavan's gift only, but human effort also involved there. It's called manushavittam or manushyavittam. Manushavittam or manushyavittam is dakshina. So, daivavittam, mantra, manushyavittam, dakshina in the form of anything that you give. Okay, all these five factors, in the place of putraha, you can also have agnihi, okay, within brackets. So these five factors constitute the yajnaha. Therefore, yajnaha is also known. Yajnaha means fire ritual is also called pangtaha. Okay, next. Pangtascha yajnaha. See, he is giving the reason why here Pangta Brahma Upasanam is prescribed. Why everything is divided into fivefold groups. And why Hiranyagarbha is called Pangtam Brahma? Because of the connection with the number five. In terms of the ritual involves five factors. Ritual itself is known as Pangtaha Yajnaha. Then, here Shankara Bhagavatpada quotes a mantra from, it's very important to make note of the mantras quoted in the commentaries. Whenever Shankara Bhagavatpada says something, he wants to give a Shruti Pramanam. Shruti Pramanam is what? Quotation from the Upanishad or the Veda itself. Quotation from any part of the Veda he gives to state whatever he says in his commentary is not his own story, is all from originally said in the Veda. See, giving the respect, so much of respect for parampara, the tradition and the shastra. See, Shankaracharya, every line he will, that's why a traditional teacher can never boast of oneself. Because Shankara Bhagavatpada, what a genius, treasure, whole, he was a reservoir of wisdom. And he always says, he quotes Upanishad, he quotes Veda, mantra from Veda, Brahmanam, Aranyakam, somewhere he'll quote from where, and he'll always give the credit to the tradition, sampradaya. Parampara. Okay. So next he presents a quotation, and which this quotation is from, let me read the mantra first. Panchakshara panktihi pankto yajnaha. Panchakshara panktihi pankto yajnaha. Where is it now? Iti shrutehe. Shrutehe vachanam. Iti enbadu shruti nudaya sorkal. Iti shrutehe. Shruti nudaya. Shrutehe vachanam. So these are the words of the shruti, not my own story. And where, which shruti means where? Come on, tell me the number. Suppose somebody asks, don't tell him. Simply if you say Shruti, somebody comes and gives some quotation from Shruti. Where? Number? Tell me number, page number. My God. If we cross question, we'll all get into trouble. But Shankara will not get into trouble because he has thorough knowledge. So he gives the number. Taittiriya Brahmanam, second chapter, seventh section, tenth mantra. Okay, Shankara says, Shruti Smriti Purana Alayam. Everything he was aboard. Any page, any number you ask, he'll give the number, page number, mantra number, chapter number, section number. That is Adishankara Bhagavatpada. Anyway, the Taittiriya Brahmanam, second chapter, seventh section, tenth mantra, it is said, why the glory, greatness of number five, we understand, because greatness means what? Number five is always connected in the form of fire ritual, involving five factors, in the form of the meter, panktihi meter. So he mentions both. Look at this. Panchakshara panktihi. What is panktihi? He's talking about the Vedic meter known as panktihi. Vedic meter known as panktihi, panchakshara panktihi. See, panktihi is a feminine gender word. Therefore, pancha aksharani yasya chandasaha. Yasyaha sa panchakshara panktihi. The panktihi is a meter consisting of five syllables. Not only five syllables in words. The five mantra consisting of five lines of five words of five syllables. Like that. The panchakshara panktihi. Okay. Panktaha yajnaha. Panktaha yajna. Yajna is known as panktaha because yajna involves five factors. Yajamanaha, patni, putraha or agnihi, daivavittam mantraha, manushavittam dakshina. In the form of anything, money, cattle wealth, earth, the land, piece of land, house, etc. Okay. Now I move on to page number 2110. Tena, we have not yet gone to meditation, okay? We're discussing now. We'll talk about later. Now, tena. See, tena is a third case of tad. Tena, due to that reason, adanal. Tena, because of that, due to that reason, tena. Yat sarvam, everything that is here, whatever is here, what are they? Everything that is here, yat sarvam, eduvallam irikirado. Lokadi atmantam means what? See, prithivi onwards, then Atma Antam. Prithivi onwards, Atma Antam. See, he gives exactly. Prithivi, Antariksham, Yauhu, Dishaha, Avantra Dishaha, Aglihi, Vayuhu, Adityaha, Chandramana, Nakshatrani, Apaha, Oshadayaha, Vanaspateha, Akashaha, Atma. All of them, okay? Prithivi, Loka Adi, Atma Antam. லோகம் முதல் ஆத்மா வரையிலான பிருத்திவி லோகாதி மீன் வாட் லோக ஆதி மீன்ஸ் பிருத்திவி ஆன்வர்ட்ஸ் ஆத்மா அந்தம் லோகம் முதல் ஆத்மா வரையில் உள்ள பிருத்திவி முதல் ஆத்மா வரையில் உள்ள லோகாதி ஆத்மாந்தம் ச பாங்கம் ஓகே பாங்கம் பரிகல்பயதி யஜ்ஞமேவ பரி தத் பரிகல்பயதி பாங்கம் பரிகல்பயதி மீன்ஸ் It's a very beautiful understanding. I wish you can understand it. See, seeing everything as the whole universe as a ritual. Seeing everything in this universe in a fivefold way. Seeing everything in this universe in a fivefold way. Beginning from the world, the earth to earth up to the Atma. Is in fact what? The yajna, the whole world is yajna. Very beautiful thing. So seeing everything in this universe in a fivefold way, beginning from the loka, the earth, Atma antam up to the Atma. Actually, yajnameva tat parikalpayati. Is actually seeing the whole cosmos as yajna. Seeing everything in this universe in a fivefold way is actually seeing everything in the form of a ritual yajna. Yajnameva parikalpayati. Why? The whole cosmos is now yajnaha. Why? Because everything, seeing everything in a fivefold way is seeing the whole universe in the form of a ritual. Okay. This is a very beautiful thing. I'll explain tomorrow morning. Tena yajnena parikalpitena Pantatmakam Prajapatim Abhisampadyate Tena Yajnena Parikalpitena Pantatmakam Prajapatim Abhisampadyate. Okay. Abhisampadyate is a word. See, padyate is a verb. Abhi and sam are prefixes. Sampadyate, abhisampadyate. Two prefixes are there. Abhisampadyate. Abhisampadyate means attains, becomes one with. Hiranyagarbha. Attains whom? Attains whom? Prajapatim abhisampadyate. Prajapatihi is the Lord of beings. Who is the Lord of beings here? Hiranyagarbha only. So Hiranyagarbha is also known as Prajapatihi. Prajapatim abhisampadyate. So one becomes one with Prajapatihi Hiranyagarbha. Who is in the form of Pangtam, Pangtatmakam, Pangtatmakam, Hiranyagarbha, Ishwaraha, the Lord of all beings, is in the form of Pangtam. And which Pangtam? Yajnena Parikalpitena. So, who reaches, who becomes one with Hiranyagarbha, that is not openly mentioned. But we already assume, here upasakaha abhisampadyate. That's why Atmane Padam is used very carefully. Only meditator becomes one with Prajapatihi Hiranyagarbha. Who is in the form of Pangtam? Who is in the form of fivefold ways, fivefold things? Therefore, and who is Upasakaha? Yajnena Parikalpitena. Tena Yajnena Parikalpitena. தேன யக்ஞேன பரிகல்பிதேன மீன்ஸ் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் விஷுவலைசிங் எவ்ரிதிங் இன் திஸ் யூனிவர்ஸ் இன் அ ஃபைவ் ஃபோல்ட் வே ஆஸ் யக்ஞா. See, because of visualizing everything here in a fivefold way as yajna, this meditator, he becomes one with Hiranyagarbha. That is why here again, what is meditation? Is not Vedic meditation is not sitting in a place and closing your eyes and seeing something inward or outward. Inside, outside. It's a purely cognitive process. One must understand what is here. Then first understand that how everything is, how everything is interconnected. Then that's why I said already, Pujya Swamiji loves his expression, living in the awareness of the total. So here you use a different word, Pantam Brahma. Everything in fivefold is Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha is in fivefold way. The whole cosmos here is in fivefold way. Everything in this universe is in fivefold way. And therefore, everything is Yajna. So one who invokes Hiranyagarbha in the form of everything in fivefold way as Yajna, seeing is as Yajna, such a person, because of being able to visualize everything in a fivefold way as yajna, this person finally, as a result of such visualization, such meditation, he becomes one with Hiranyagarbha. He is called what? Pantha Brahma Upasana Phalam. See, tena yagyena parikalpitena means what? Avvidamaha anaitthayum yagyamaha dhyanippadinal parpadanal. Okay, tena yagyena parikalpitena is not simply seeing. Because of such visualization of everything in a fivefold way as yagya, this Upasakaha finally becomes one with Hiranyagarbha, the Lord of beings who alone is in the form of universe of fivefold objects. Okay. Tat katham pantham idam sarvam iti ata aha iti ata aha. We have to break it. See. Tat katham pantham idam sarvam. Tat katham pantham idam sarvam. Katham, how? Idam sarvam pantam. How is it said that everything is pantam? That. Katham, how is it said? Idam sarvam pantam. Idellam pantam enbadu eppadi? Typical Tamil, okay? How is it said that everything is pantam? Idellam pantam enbadu eppadi? That's the question. Tat katham pantham idam sarvam iti. Full stop. Ataha aha. Therefore, it is said. What is being said? Therefore, it is said now. Therefore, he says. He said. Therefore, he says. Aha means he said. Therefore, he said. Therefore, he said, which is not who said. Therefore, Swamiji has put in passive voice. Therefore, he said. Next class, tomorrow. Correct? Day after, sorry. I might forget. See, people want more classes. Some people want more classes. Okay, please text me who all want class tomorrow, who all don't want. I'm not going to change it now. Just I'm asking you. Because some people, I get confused. People ask me afterward, text me afterwards, and I get confused. And people say, difficult. People say, want it. Anyway, I decided to give 2 days break for you so that you will have some time to do homework.
Okay. Are we having here now? Swamini now at 5:30.
Pardon?
Devi.
Yes, now we have Devi Mahatmya in half an hour's time. Please come in. Girls. So we'll see day after, okay? Is it clear? Everything is clear today?
Yes, Swamini.
Until now? Yes. But still meditation has not been said. How to invoke, I don't know, I said. We'll see tomorrow.
Yeah.
Now, what's the important point today? Seeing everything in a fivefold way as yajna is meditation. Okay? We'll talk tomorrow. Not tomorrow. I mean, next class.